right. You are still listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. You, for the last hour or so, have heard a whole bunch of Shindig songs for current Shindig bands and past Shindig bands, and that was it. That is all I have for you for the last 2 weeks. I've been doing this retrospective. It ended off with some Catamaran with a song called Big Talker from the album Big Talker. They played in Shindig back in 2009, I believe. No, yes, 9. Yes, sure. 2009, I believe. But now it's time to switch to the live music portion of our programming. Live in studio with us right now, we have Dating Myself. We'll be right back.
Give away.
dating myself live on CITR. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, eh?
Yeah. You are not from around these parts.
Well, not originally.
Not?
No.
Time-wise, I've been told that you've came from about 20 years ago.
Almost, yeah. 1996.
1996. That was a good year.
That's a great year.
I love the 90s.
Yeah.
How does that work? I don't understand.
Well,
it's a little complicated.
It's a little complicated, but we did time travel here. But not in a DeLorean. It was a van. It was our tour van.
What was it? Was it a planned time travel, or did you drove into an abyss or into a waterfall, and next thing you know, you landed in the
future? It was totally planned.
Yes.
We were approached by a record label guy who was actually an amateur inventor and a Mayan prophecy believer, and said that he'd record our album if we tested out his time machine. So we tested it out, and we're here in 2012.
Potato salad is the same in 2012.
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Depends who's making
it. Did you plan anything for the trip, knowing that you're going to go into the future? Did you pack anything else in the van that you thought? Was there a thing that you knew was not going to be around anymore in the year 2012?
We had no idea what we were to expect.
We had no idea, but I did bring my toque from 1995, and I lost it here in 2012. So yeah.
I can't find Pepsi Clear.
Pepsi Clear is gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
Zimas. We should have brought some Zimas, yeah.
Gone. You bought a toque. I can't remember now. Wasn't that global warming back in, was the theory, or the not the, the scientific, that came out back in 1996?
Oh, yeah.
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 So you should have just not bought any, you know, it'll be warm by now. That's what I would have figured.
Well, yeah, I know. We didn't know what to expect, yeah. Right? Yeah. So, I mean.
It could have been an ice age for you now.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. We had no idea.
Well, apparently it's not supposed to happen until December 21st. So we are told we have a bit of time to make this album. And then he wants us to come back to 96 to bring our album that we made.
Because what I want for Christmas this year is to live.
That's right. Nice.
Well, that's so sweet.
So the recording was successful?
It was great.
It was very good, yes.
Yeah.
And you're going to take it all back. So when are you leaving?
Before the end of the world, December 21st.
December 21st.
Because I don't want to be here when all the zombies arrive.
Are you going to wait till the last seconds of 21st, or are you going to take a...
We'll probably go the day before.
Yeah, the day before, just to make sure.
Well, different time zones and stuff.
Yeah, totally. Like, we don't know exactly when it's going
to
happen.
And how good is the time machine? Are you going to be able to go... Would you actually go back to the 60s for a while just to check it out? And then before you go back...
No, because I know Jen really wants smokes, and they're really cheap back then.
Yeah.
And they're cheaper in the 60s, I think, but not your brand.
They're like $100 now.
They're like $100.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I miss 96. Yeah. I like my peeps in 96. Yeah.
That was just when MP3 first started and all that stuff. Did you know
we had no idea about MP3.
Yeah.
We made a cassette.
Yeah.
I still have a problem with my Discman skipping.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I don't even know why you brought that piece of shit on with us.
Nostalgia.
Anyway. Yeah.
What do you think of the fancy new iPods and the things that people are using compared to a cassette deck?
I can't get the damn thing to work.
It's complicated.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's very complicated.
Do you miss rewinding tapes a little bit?
I do, actually. I did bring my Walkman, though, my little cassette Walkman. So
it's very nice.
Yeah.
I always like when I make people mixtapes on a cassette. You can do it right. You just, you know, when the side A finishes, you leave that space. And
I did it perfectly. Yeah. I would even quotes from movies and put them at the end, just so there's like a Juliette Lewis quote from Natural Born Killers.
That's awesome. That's actually really smart, because if they want to flip right away, they get the music and stuff. But if they want to keep going, they get the quotes.
They get the quotes, and then you flip it at the right moment, and then the song starts away. I was like. Genius.
That's genius.
I would push record on my tape machine with when CITR was on.
Yes.
I sure would.
I remember you were doing that. I think maybe.
Are we glad that radio's still around?
Yes.
Yes. Thank God. When we came here and we were setting up and stuff, I was like, oh, it just is like home. It hasn't changed one bit.
No more record stores.
No more record stores.
Yeah. Sad.
There's
so
a few,
sad.
A little bit.
Not like Back to the Future said it was going to be.
Yeah.
That's what back to that's what Michael J said.
Were you hoping for the whatever hoverboards?
They promised us hoverboards.
Hoverboards.
Flying cars.
And in that movie, you could run your car on garbage. So I put a bunch of garbage in my car.
Yeah, her car stinks. It really does stink.
Great. But now you got this technology. You got this crazy van. Is it hide in a secure place? You don't want it to go missing.
It doesn't look that nice.
No, it's not
you
a nice
never
van.
Really
it's,
tell.
It's not a nice van. It's
not
like
a DeLorean,
it's
I guess.
It's just like, it's our van with a little time machine little piece that's in the van. So,
okay. Can you take me back as well?
Do you really want to go back to 96?
Well, if the end of the world is the 22nd.
That's
true. That's
true.
The zombies
we're
are
selling tickets. We're selling tickets.
The more the merrier.
The more the merrier.
Where did you end up going recording this the cassette and such? How long did it take? Did you write the songs when you were over on your van? How did that work?
Well, we wrote the songs in 96.
Yeah.
But we hadn't recorded anything in 96. So when we were sent here to 2012, we were told we need to make the album here. So we already had the songs all done. We met up with a guy named Rick Wellen, and we recorded most of the stuff there, and then we did some of the stuff. Laura's very handy, so we borrowed some equipment and stuff to do some home studio vocals and guitars and stuff like that, and then we mixed with Sean Penner, who's
She put an amp in the oven.
I did put an amp in the oven.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Just like the Posies.
Just like the Posies did.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Sean Penner did. He worked with Mudhoney.
Yes,
and
so
it
we
totally
went to him.
Yeah,
right
we
away.
Totally sold to work with him. Sweet. And then we worked with Rick Fisher. He mastered it, and he's done like
Pearl Jam.
Speaking
the
of, that stuff. Well, yeah. I got your second edition of your zine here, and there are pictures of a few of you with Eddie Vedder here.
Oh yeah, we're good friends with Eddie.
Yeah,
He's a nice guy.
We have sleepovers and tickle fights.
Yeah.
And then I see Courtney
Hi.
Love
Hi,
here.
Hi, Eddie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Courtney. We're not friends with her anymore.
No.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
She got a little weird. Yeah.
And so, some of these people are still around. Maybe not the people Pearl Jam still around. Yeah. Courtney Love is not doing music anymore. Cedar Kinney is different. They're all doing different things. Yes.
I heard they're doing something called Wild Rice or something.
Wild Flag, yes.
Wild Flag. Oh, yeah. That sounds delicious.
Yeah. It does sound.
Yeah.
Carrie
is delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're fantastic.
Yeah,
great pictures you have in the scene here.
Well.
Okay. What is the craziest thing from this year that you've gathered then? What do you think about 2012 that totally blew your mind away?
Oh my God!
Just
Saved by the Bell is not on the television anymore.
That was going on for quite a while. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. That was a good
that
show.
That was a shock for
Mr.
Jen.
Belding.
I know.
The turtle.
I thought that'd be around forever.
Well, at least no one's been arrested from that show for anything crazy, have they?
Really?
I don't know. Maybe not even the Screech. I don't think. Maybe.
Yeah,
who knows?
Screech doing?
I have no idea.
That's what the great thing about the internet is, and that's the one thing that I was totally blown away with was the internet.
Yes.
So we didn't use the internet.
We didn't use it very much when we were.
You missed MySpace.
My what?
Yeah, there was a thing called MySpace that was huge for.
What's MySpace?
It's a website where people can put on the music, and it was huge. All the bands are putting music on it for between a year, I'm going to say 2002 and 2006 or something, and everyone was on it.
Really?
And then it kind of just disappeared.
Mm. Maybe you should look into that.
Yeah.
Maybe we should look into
thing
the new MySpace.
Yeah.
I think the craziest thing is when Billy Corgan showed some poor fashion decision making and shaved his head.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't believe it. I remember when he was talking about it. He was joking like he was going to do it. We're like, don't do it, man.
Happened? Like, who is the... Who has done the craziest stuff from all the friends of yours back in the day? Dave Grohl, I guess,
That was a shocker.
Yeah.
That was a shocker.
At the time, he was just starting his little side project.
Yeah.
And we were like, no, you're not. He's your drummer. You're not going to play guitar and be a singer. But
and
Foo
now
Fighters,
look at him,
apparently,
yeah.
is a pretty big band.
That's a big band. And we've been trying to get a hold of him because he owes us $20.
Yeah.
And we could have used
Think
it
the
for
interest.
The album.
Think
yeah, the interest. 16 years interest. That's a lot of money.
Yeah. You would
That's
be rich.
That's a lot of Zimas.
Yeah. Perfect. There's a show coming up tomorrow that we should talk about. Yes. Your release party.
The cassette release party. We ended up getting a slot at the Rickshaw. And we're playing with Previous Tenants and One Life Animal and Hermetic.
Yeah, fantastic gig.
Yeah,
fantastic,
they're all bills. Really, really great bands, and we had a chance to meet them, and they're awesome guys. So.
Yeah.
And Sean Penner, the guy who mixed it, is the bass player on One Life Animal. So.
Oh, fantastic. Some of them were only five when you were...
I know. I know.
Probably not Previous Tenants.
And people have been asking us, like, are you playing 90s covers at your show? Yeah. And it's like, no.
No.
Because we are playing our own songs.
Yeah. You're right. It's our cover.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect.
People should be covering us for 90s songs.
They might well be.
They might.
Yeah, they might well be.
That might be a surprise.
Maybe when we come back in 17 years.
Yeah, come back in 17 years after
perfect.
The world ends.
Dating Myself, live on CITR. Thanks for coming. Got more songs for us.
Yeah. I'm going to play a couple more, and then I got to switch to my 8-string. So
her badass 8-string.
A little bit of time there.
And this song, we're going to dedicate to all those broken hearts out there. Don't be sad.
Sorry about that.
Things are very... That was just a warm-up. Let's go again.
That was the MP3's fault. Tuning is is not my favorite friend. It is my foe.
To a cool thing. Do you remember how we used to play knocking on doors, fade in the memory? So looking at now, I have to kill myself. Back in time, can't recall back in time. Soak spots in my mind.
Dating myself live on CITR. You probably don't understand what I'm saying now. I'm trying to upload a picture of you on Facebook, but it's not working on my Android phone. But that's probably all foreign to you.
What?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm not going to explain that because it'll take years.
Don't.
I'm just reading, again, your bio here. It's going through one by one. A lot of Full House watching, apparently, and such. It says, Lorda, it says, one of your, it looks like when you got a cassette of Goo when you were in school.
Yeah.
And that was, but guess what? You just missed Sonic Youth. They just broke up last year, or, yeah, about then.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it because Kim and Thurston broke up?
Yeah. But they lasted.
I always knew that was going to be their downfall if they ever ended breaking up.
Yeah, but I mean, it lasted. You know, you were short by a year.
And
it was
they had a good run.
Yeah,
they were together for a long time.
Yeah, they were together for a long time. So, kudos to them.
Yeah, you can't do it all. But
you can't do it all.
Yeah, Dave Grohl's still around. Foo Fighters are around.
Yeah, can you please get a hold of him? Seriously.
Yeah, I'll try. He might listen to the show. I think.
Anybody who makes $47 million a year.
Maybe he has people that listen to the show.
He owes me $20 and a pack of smokes.
What were your favorite venues back in the days?
Whoa.
I saw some huge pictures. Well, you played Lollapalooza.
Lollapalooza.
Back in the days.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That's quite a few cities. How many, which cities were you part of?
Do I even remember? It was a bit of a drunken stupor.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Fair enough.
It was the second stage, and we just partied with everybody back there.
Yeah, the second stage is a good stage.
It is a good
stage. It's where the cool kids are sometimes,
stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I heard it kind of started getting downhill in,
yeah,
like, 97.
Yeah.
And then
I think they tried to bring it, I think it's still around, or the I stopped following after 97. You left at a good time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Or inversely, once you go back in time, just like forget about it.
Yeah. Okay, good idea.
Yeah.
We won't apply for Lollapalooza when we come back for 97.
Right.
No.
Good idea.
Dating myself on CITR. More songs.
This is also for broken hearts.
It's called Splinters.
Man, you're depressing.
That's what I hear.
See you any day.
Yeah.
Reading myself live on CITR. Thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you for having
that
us.
That sounded great. Tomorrow night, Rickshaw Theater.
Rickshaw Theater, doors at 8, show at 9.
Fantastic. So we'll see you tomorrow. And also, if I don't have a safe trip home in your time machine van.
I'm going to go home and write the Twilight books.
Why not Harry Potter? Wait, when I don't know when that was that.
Harry Potter. Oh, yeah, there's a Harry Potter guy.
Oh, there's too many of those.
There's way too many. Well, good luck with your apocalypse.
Yeah, I have an axe ready somewhere. Dating myself, thank you very much for coming out and playing. Irene for sound support. Coming up next is Ochre with Funk My Life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And tonight we're going to have a very relaxed night after the long and fun ordeal that was DJ Marathon today, which lasted 9 hours. And so now we get a chance to listen to softer things. And because I'm tired, I don't want to mix anything. So we're just going to present to you song by song. And we're starting things off with a very feel-good track from probably my favorite hip-hop artist, Shad. I think he dropped the K some years back, but I always have known him as Shad K. So he do vocals for a lot of the Canadian groups out here. So this is Rose Garden from the TSOL CD, released in 2010. So it's an awesome feel good track, and we'll mix that right into. Well, sorry, by that, by mixing, I don't mean mix, but we'll just continue onwards with the same feel of other songs that I've found recently, including